Your picture in my mind's eyes is that of persons who, when a war breaks out, will desert me and act like panicky women, not knowing how to protect themselves. And yet, by Allah, I am on a perfectly reasonable and clearly distinct path of Allah and easily intelligible traditions of our Holy Prophet. Peace of Allah upon him and his descendants. I am on a bright and illuminated road to truth and piety, which I am trying to explain in details to you. Keep your eyes on the descendants of the Holy Prophet. Peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants. Make it incumbent upon yourself to follow their lead and to act according to their traditions, because they will never misguide or mislead you. When they order you to adhere firmly to a cause or to stand against an enemy, obey them. Do not try to usurp their right of leadership, because such an act will lead you to go astray. And do not try to disown them, because this will cause your mental and moral death. I have seen the prominent companions of the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants. No one of you leads a life like them. They spent their nights in prostration and in standing position, praying all the time to the Almighty. And in the morning, at the end of their session with him, they left the place of worship with messed hair and dusty faces. The apprehension of the doomsday kept them restless, as if they were rolling on cinders. Owing to their protracted prostrations, there was protuberance in the middle of their foreheads, like the knee warts of the cattle. When Allah was mentioned to them, their eyes started raining tears till their collars were wet. The fear of punishment made them tremble with fear like a cane tree during a hurricane, and they constantly invoked Allah's forgiveness and reward. Sermon 101. This sermon is a prophecy. It is about the way the Umayyads ruled the Muslim state after Imam Ali. Like other prophecies of the Holy Imam, this also came true, and the history has recorded the despotic rule of those people over the Muslims. I swear by Allah that these Umayyads will remain in power till they force the people to discard Islam so flagrantly that every act forbidden by Allah will be considered and enacted as legitimate and lawful, till every religious and moral obligation will be dissolved, till their tyranny and oppression will enter every house and dwelling, even every tent and hut, carrying calamities and sufferings in their wake, and till the minds of the people will be filled with sorrow, some grieving for the loss of their religion, and others over the loss of their worldly gains. The conditions of the society will so deteriorate that even when they intend to be kind, their behavior towards you will be just like that of a cruel master towards his slaves. You will not be treated and tolerated like free persons. In their presence, you will obey them, and behind their backs, you will abuse them. The most pious amongst you will be the worst sufferers. During these harsh times, if Allah grants you peace and security, be thankful for it. And if He tries you with calamities and sufferings, bear them heroically with courage and patience. Remember that the blessings and rewards of the next world are reserved only for good and virtuous persons. Sermon 102. In this sermon, Imam Ali has described the life and absolutely inconsistent and mortal condition of everything concerned with it. He has warned people against allurements of the vicious and sinful world and has advised them to abstain from indulgence. I glorify Allah for whatever I have passed through life and pray and supplicate for His help for the times and events which I shall have to face in future. As I beg of Him to preserve my health and energy, so I solicit His mercy and ask Him to protect my faith in religion. O people, I advise you to give up indulgence in vile and sinful affairs of this world. It is a place which will disown you, though you may not like to renounce it, a place which will gradually decay your physique, though you may very much like always to remain young or to rejuvenate yourselves. Remember, your life here is like that of a traveler on his way. Yet you behave as if your journey has come to an end and you have reached your destination. It is a sad delusion for those who have got to continue their journey. They have to keep on going. It is inevitable. And they shall have to reach the end. It is unavoidable. To believe in immortality in this world is an unprofitable self-deception for him whose span of life is fixed and who is destined to face death, towards which the very life is driving him. Do not crave for the false honor and glory of a vicious world. Do not inordinately covet its pomp and sinful pleasures. Likewise, do not get frightened of and do not be cowed down before its calamities and disasters, because the pomp and the pleasure, the honor and the glory of this world are passing phases, bound to come to an end sooner or later. Every phase of life on this earth is shaped to change, and every living being is foreordained to die. Tell me, has not the history of man had any lessons for you to learn? Do the lives of your ancestors not prove to you the truth about life and death? Have you never seen people die? Do you, the heirs of those who have died, never realize that the dead will never come back, and those who are alive today will not live forever? Do you see how the people around you pass their days and nights in different conditions, and how their mornings and evenings find them? At one place you see a person dead and some people weeping over him, while at another one is being condoled for the death of his relative. You find a man in the clutches of disease and others are attending him, while there are some who are dying. Despite all these sights, you will, on one side, find people madly in search of vicious pleasures and pomp of this life, without realizing that death is in quest of them. You will also see unwise persons leading fast lives as if death is going to overlook them, which it will not. They are all following in the footsteps of those who have passed. Take my advice and remember that when you go in pursuit of vice and sin, do not forget death, which can abruptly intercept or utterly destroy all pleasures, and also can put an end to all inordinate desires. When facing such temptations, always seek His help for fulfillment of obligations imposed upon you and for the discharge of your duties, and invoke His aid to show your gratitude for the innumerable blessings which have been conferred upon you by Him. Sermon 103. In this sermon, after praising the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali says something about himself, his untimely death, and the person who would come to the help of Muslims after him. All praises are due to him who has profusely distributed his boons and scattered his favors amongst all his creatures. I thank him for all the affairs of my life, whether beneficial to me or otherwise. And I invoke his help to guard the duties imposed upon me and to attach due importance to them. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, is his servant and prophet. He has sent him to carry out his message carefully and disclose his commands and interdictions accurately. And the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, discharged his duties honestly, led a wise and well-guided life, and while passing away, left amongst us high standards of enlightenment and truth to guide us. Whoever tries to surpass these standards will deviate from the true religion, and whoever behaves tardily and disrespectfully towards them will become a heretic. But who adheres to them will reach and follow the true path. The person who will guide you towards these standards is one who deliberates very carefully, balancing all facts and reasons before he speaks upon any subject, who will not embark upon a task unless he meditates over and weighs all the consequences of his action. And when once he decides to undertake an action, he is very quick in doing it. But at the time when you decide to obey and follow him and swear the oath of allegiance to him, death will snatch him away from you. What a prophecy! And you will have to wait for a leader till Allah decides to grant you one. Verily, he will in due course give you a leader who will convene and gather you round a central authority and will dispel disunity and confusion raging amongst you. Do not expect to accept your rulership from a person who is leading a retired life and does not manifest any desire to rule over you. At the same time, do not be disappointed and do not lose faith in him. His lack of interest may be due to the fact that though he may possesses a very strong desire to lead you towards the true religion and Allah, yet on account of scarcity of supporters, he may not be in a position to assume your rulership. He will naturally have to wait till his side becomes strong enough to support his cause. Remember that descendants of the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, are like stars in the heavens. If one sets, the other will rise in its place to illumine your path. The merciful Lord has thus completed his blessings amongst you. I have now explained to you the things that you wanted to understand. Sermon 104. Once again, Imam Ali has given a prophetic pen picture of the days of Umayyad's rule in Arabia and their complete destruction at the hands of Abbasids. Praise to Allah, who is such a first that nothing precedes him, and such a last that nothing shall exist after him. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and this I affirm without mental reservation. It is a declaration of my sincere belief. O people, beware that your hostility towards me may not lead you to repudiate and disown me, and your opposition against me may not incite you to disobey me. Remember, when I speak to you, do not underestimate the value of my sayings, and do not show indifference or disrespect to them. I swear by Allah who created life, that whatever message I carry to you from the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, is true because the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet, was not a liar, and I, whom he entrusted with all that he received from Allah, was neither inattentive nor illiterate. I am thinking of a person from Syria who is misguided and is misleading people with loud and flagrant lies. Ibn Abil Hadid says that by this Imam Ali meant Muawiyah. He has now sent his armies towards the province of Kufa. When he gets a chance to speak more forcefully, and when people start putting faith in his lies and brazen-faced schism, his arrogance will know no bounds, and his oppression and tyranny will have no limits. Internecine bloody feuds will descend upon you, making you kill even your kith and kin. Conflicts with the intensity of storms will be raging among you, and harsh and cruel days will be followed by harsher and more cruel nights. Then there will be rule of anarchy, and false slogans and brutal force will hold sway. Sin and vice will advance towards you like dark nights or stormy seas. Kufa will have to face worse even. It will be rent and split by worse bloodshed and strife, and in the end, a civil war will set in. The conqueror will be sadly ruined, and the conquered will be completely annihilated. Sermon 105. The sermon is in three parts. The first part deals with the day of resurrection. The second part is a prophecy about the time immediately after the death of Imam Ali. The third part is a prophecy about Basra. Apparently, the whole sermon could not be found. Its disjointed parts were found and were copied. The day of resurrection shall be the day of reckoning and of judgment. Allah the Almighty will resurrect and gather all the human beings to receive their dues, rewards for their good deeds and punishments for their sins. They shall gather in complete submission and humility, immersed in anxiety, fear and hope. The earth will be rocking and trembling under their feet. Those who will get a firm foothold and space enough for free and easy breathing will be fortunate and blessed. After the above passage, a large part of this sermon is lost, and only the following passages are noted. The disturbances and calamities which shall swoop upon you after my death will be disastrous and will ominously darken your days. No one will be able to face them or to overcome them. They will be fast and furious. They shall be stirred up by people of very low status and humble origin, whom inordinate greed will be driving madly towards terrorism and anarchy. And those who will stand up to fight against these evil forces and thus serve man and Allah will be people who are usually looked down upon by the rich and the arrogant and are humiliated by the society. But they have a lofty and honorable position before Allah and His blessed beings. Woe be to you, O Basra! You will in future be cursed with a war in which no dust will be raised by moving armies, and no sound of either tramp of infantry, charge of cavalry, or rumbling of heavy war vehicles and cannons will be heard, but your inhabitants will have to encounter and to pass through the disasters which will be followed by a devastating and ravaging famine. Sermon 106. In this sermon, Imam Ali has drawn attention towards the mortality of this world, the evils of a vicious life, the importance that we attach to worldly gains and our desire to work only for them, and towards the attitude that we should adopt when facing harsh and hard times. Glance at the vicious life of this world in the right light, the light of those who have renounced it and of those who have turned their backs towards it. Because by Allah, this world will very shortly oust those who have tried to secure shelter here, and it will bereave, disappoint, and bring sorrows to those who think of finding safety and security under its protection. The conditions and times through which someone has passed will never come back, and nobody knows what the future has in store for him. So that he may anticipate it fearfully and cautiously, or happily and cheerfully. Pleasures of this world are blended with sorrows, and its blessings are mixed with afflictions. Remember moral and physical strength of those who lead a vicious and sinful life will shortly be displaced by weakness and timidity. Be warned that unholy pleasures and pomp and show of this life may not allure you, because very little of them will be left with you, and no one of them will accompany you in the hereafter. May Allah have mercy on him who takes an account of the problems of this life and the hereafter, ponders over them carefully, and is convinced that whatever we find on this earth has a short life, is not immortal, and is subject to decay, and whatever is reserved for the life in the hereafter, though however small and insignificant it may appear, is everlasting. He realizes that whatever he takes an account of or values in this life is perishable and destructible, and whatever is expected life after death is bound to come soon. In this world, wise is he who can judge his own worthiness and worthlessness correctly, and can fix his value accurately, while not being able rightly to esteem himself is sufficient to prove one's ignorance and incompetence. Allah keeps such an ignorant person distant from his blessings and guidance, and leaves him to act according to his judgment and decision. Such a person, deviating from the right path of religion and forsaking the spiritual leaders, wants to go to his own way. Whenever he is called upon to exert himself for worldly gains, he works industriously and diligently. But if duty calls him towards some work which only carries its rewards in the hereafter, he is found lethargic and inattentive, as if his duty is solely to work for worldly gains and returns, and there is no obligation for him to secure something for the life in the hereafter. During the days of trouble and unrest, only those faithful believers who are persons of no importance in the society can live in comparative peace and security. If they are found in any company, no notice is taken of them, and if they are absent from somewhere, their absence is not generally felt. Such persons are like lamps lightening the path of faith and religion. They neither create unrest in the society nor discord or disunity amongst men. For them, Allah has opened the door of His blessings and has closed the door of punishment. O
people, shortly you will be facing very sad and cruel times when the teachings of Islam will be altered and revolutionized. When Allah may under His kindness and mercy protect you from oppression and tyranny, but you will never be protected from ordeals, temptations and tests of your faith in truth and religion. Do you not remember what the Almighty Allah has said? He says, verily, in such trials and ordeals, there are lessons to learn. Thus, do we try and test your faith and beliefs? Surah Al-Mu'minun 23:30. Sermon 107. This sermon explains the conditions of the world before the Holy Prophet started preaching Islam, how he trained his followers and educated them, what type of obstacles he had to face, and what he did in propagation of this religion. After praising Allah and invoking His blessings on the Holy Prophet Muhammad and his descendants, I want to assure you that when Allah selected and appointed our Holy Prophet as His prophet and messenger, the Arabs were illiterate and ignorant, and no one had claimed to be His prophet and to have received divine revelation. While propagating the message of Allah, the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, with the help of his faithful followers, was forced to defend himself and Islam against those who resented the introduction of this religion and propagation of truth. But he kept on urging the masses to secure for themselves the means of their salvation and hasten to accept the truth about religion before it was too late and before death overtook them. When people could not easily grasp the philosophy of Islam, or when they lost enthusiasm in its preachings and practices, he was always with them to explain the precepts in the simplest and easiest way, and to show by example the manner in which this religion could be followed in practice till they fully understood the principles of Islam and willingly and enthusiastically started following it. But there were also people who constantly and unceasingly dissented, opposed, and fought against Islam. Nothing could be done for them. They earned their eternal death. Yet, in spite of all such obstacles, the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, succeeded in showing the people the way of salvation, the mode of improving the standards of life, and the manner to achieve greatness. I swear by Allah that I was always there along with the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, persuading them to see the light, convincing them of the truth of religion, and defending them against the armies of infidels, till they gave up paganism and embraced Islam. During all this period of hard struggle to establish truth and justice, I never once displayed weakness and timidity or laziness and dishonesty towards the cause. And by Allah, I will keep on dispelling untruth till clear, bright, and visible truth emerges from the darkness and the chaos of falsehood. Sermon 108. In this sermon, Imam Ali has explained the mission of the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, and has eulogized his character. He has given the reason why Umayyads captured power and prophesied a quick end to their cruel regime. At the most opportune and suitable time, the All-Merciful Allah selected the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, to act as his trustworthy witness. to the fact that the various prophets in the world had done their best to teach the humanity the truth about life and death, the contrast between virtue and vice, and righteousness and sin. And our holy prophet, peace be upon him and his descendants, had to finalize these teachings and to prove that no nation was left untaught. He assigned to him the duty of a messenger to carry good news of divine rewards and warning of eternal punishments.